This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Caleb.
And Georgia from Broads.
You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Now, our next guests hail from New Zealand, like myself, Caleb and Georgia. They are Broods, won 5 New Zealand Music Awards, 5 top 40 singles in New Zealand. The number one album, Evergreen, reached the top 5 here in Australia. They're back with an awesome new single, Free, from their second album, which is due out very, very soon. On the line from somewhere overseas is the lovely Georgia. Hi, Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm in LA.
You're in LA. So how's LA going? Because you moved to LA back in April. How's it treating you so far?
Definitely different to New Zealand. It's a lot hotter at the moment. I'm not used to this kind of heat, but we live in a really nice neighbourhood and everybody's really friendly. So it's been a really awesome experience so far, and there's so many things to do here. I'm really liking it.
Well, it's a long way from Nelson, where you grew up in New Zealand, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's a very expensive trip home.
Exactly. Now, Georgia, you and Caleb grew up in a musical family. When you last were at Joy Studios, we had a bit of a joke that your family had a bit of an ABBA band going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, my dad and all his siblings are very musical. And then my mum, she sings and plays guitar and piano and flute. And she actually taught me to play guitar and taught me to sing. So it was kind of like just the way things were growing up, you know? Like, it was just normal for music to be the focal point of everything. And we always saw, like, parents perform, and we kind of got into performing very early on as kids, and performing together, actually, very early on as kids.
Speaking of together, because you were in a band called The Peasants, which won their Smoke-Free Rock Quest back in 2011. That's where you met producer Joel Little. And fast forward early 2013, you guys formed Broods and worked together with Joel. And, of course, he had great success with Lord, with Royals. And what a great producer you've managed to work with.
Yeah, I mean, we've known Joel since, yeah, we won Rock Quest. He was actually a judge when we entered, and we ended up working with him through that and just kept in touch and kept working with him. And now he's like family to us, you know, like he's over here in LA as well now, and him and his wife are like my go-to people when I don't know what to do. But, yeah, it's awesome to have a producer that's so involved in the development of us, and he's been there since before day one, so he definitely knows style better than anyone else we've ever worked with, and we're really lucky to kind of have somebody that we can work with on a professional level that also really cares about how we are as individual people. It's quite nice. It's definitely one of those things that you need to hold on to.
I don't wanna keep on holding. Your debut single, Bridges, was released back in October 2013, reached the New Zealand Top 10, which is fantastic. And the debut album, Evergreen, number one in New Zealand, and top five here in Australia. With that album, opened doors overseas. You got to tour with Ellie Goulding and Sam Smith in the US. What was that like?
He is literally one of the loveliest people I've ever met. There's like a few people that you come across in the industry that you really just want to kind of never let go of, you know? Like the kind of people that really go out of their way to be good human beings, not just good artists or good at their job, you know? And I think when you meet people that put being a good person before being good at your job, that kind of thing, it's those kind of people that you really want to hold on to, and those are the people that inspire you. And he's just kind of one of those people, and it was ended up being, like, still to this day, like, one of my favourite tours we've ever been on, and, like, his whole crew is really lovely.
You teamed up with out and proud singer-songwriter Troy Sivan on his song Ease, which is from his EP Wild and his album Blue Neighbourhood. What was it like working with Troy in the studio?
It was quite random, you know? Like, I feel like it all happened very fast. Like, we kind of got in touch with Troy really randomly in LA. He came to one of our, like, showcases there and kind of met him briefly. But then this writing session got set up by our management, and we didn't really know what to expect, you know, because it was our first ever collaboration with a different artist rather than, like, with a producer. It ended up being, like, one of the most awesome things ever, because it was the first time I'd ever worked with another, like, lyricist and another singer, and it was the first time Caleb ever produced a track. So it was just a bunch of, like, new things for us, and I'm so glad that it was with him, because he's just, like, I don't know, he's just, like, a bundle of joy. He's just so nice, and he's just really, really passionate about what he does. And the song that we did, Ease, is such an important song to both of us, because, you know, we're kind of going through the same kind of thing, and it was just nice to be able to express that with somebody else that was on the same page. He's just a good dude.
Yeah, we love him here at Joy as well. Now, Georgia, I have to say, when you release the new single Free on the 1st of April, I was actually in Auckland. I actually flew in on the Wednesday night, and you guys released it on the Friday. I first heard the track online, and I just loved it. It's just such a banging track. It's full of attitude, and you and Caleb have just, like, this next level. So congrats on the track.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we really tried to take it to the next level, you know, with this album. Like, I think it's a confidence thing, you know, like we're a lot more confident in our ability to write music now, and we've kind of honed in on what we want to achieve as musicians and as writers, and this album is definitely very true to who we are as people and musicians, and it's very charged, like emotionally charged on our own feelings and our own opinions on how we want to write music, and it's very much us, which is, you know, that's all we can really hope for, is to put out an album that's really true to us, because, you know, nobody can say that we're wrong if we're we're honest. You know, like, it's really awesome, and I'm so excited for everybody to hear the rest of it, because there's so many songs on this album that mean so much to me and Caleb that I think can mean a lot to other people as well. You know, we sing about a lot of things that might help people in some way, I guess, but I think it's just the best work we've ever done, to be honest.
I love how Caleb has got really into the production on this album, you know. He's sort of, even in the video for Free, you're doing all the work, doll, and he's just standing around.
Yeah, I think for the whole, like, vibe of the video and the whole storyline of the video, it's a bit kind of dramatic. It's a bit more like, you know, it's not real. I think every single time we did a scene for that video, Caleb would come up to me and be like, "Are you all right?" Because it was such a, like, a dramatic, like, intense video, and he was playing, like, the bad guy in it, and he was getting, like, really worried about whether I was, like, okay the whole time, which is quite sweet. And just want people to know that I'm not being tortured by my brother by him making me watch weird as things on a virtual reality headset.
No, it's such a cool video, and you look fierce in that video, I have to say, you guys. On the album, Georgia, I actually watched your Facebook video, your live stream video, and I heard a few tracks you guys played during the chat, and I have to say, I'm loving what I'm hearing, first of all, and very excited that one of the songs...
Good.
Yeah, and one of the songs from the album you've co-written with Lord is a duet with Tovlo on the album from Sweden.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I mean, we've known Ella for ages, like, since before we even released any music, to be honest, like... Because we had, like, obviously we both worked with Joel, and, I mean, New Zealand's quite a tight-knit industry. So that was kind of just, like, a random thing that we just kind of, oh, should we try writing together, and ended up writing a pretty awesome song. And then Tove Lo was kind of even more random. Like, we were at Oceaga Festival in Montreal. We were both playing at that. And we've kind of been talking over social media and stuff, and, like, and finally we meet, and then I play her a bunch of music, and I play her the song, and she's like, that's my favourite. And I said, well, do you want to sing on it? And she was just like, yep. And that's pretty much how it happened.
The album is coming out on Friday the 24th of June. Fans can pre-order it already from the website and online. And you guys are touring as well, which I can't wait for this. You guys are touring Australia in July. You've just finished touring with Ellie Goulding in the States. You're coming back down under for some live dates around Australia, New Zealand, and going back to the US again. I guess, what can we expect from the live shows? Obviously, the old songs and stuff from the new album. Any surprises that you're going to bring us?
I think... the new show is going to be a lot more, like, upbeat, because, I mean, the new album is a lot bigger than the last one, and I think it was almost a subconscious thing when we were writing this new album that we made the songs bigger, because we love playing, like, these big songs live. So we ended up writing all these massive, massive, like, banging tunes because we want to play that kind of music live. And I think the new show is going to be... just ridiculously fun to perform, and hopefully ridiculously fun to watch.
Because I love how Caleb described the album as a punch in the face compared to the last one, and Conscious is like, it goes in for the throat.
Yeah, I think it is a bit like that, but like in a good way.
Exactly right. Now, Georgia, we have to wrap it up, but Free, the new single's online right now from Broods. The album Conscious is available for pre-order. It's released Friday, 24th of June. You can catch Broods live around Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane this July. Tickets go on sale right now. George, I have to say, congrats. You got married earlier on last year to your partner, Jacob. So congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you.
And it's so good.
And thanks so much for having me on the phone.
That's all right, Joel. And so good to chat with you again. And when you're in Melbourne, you must come in and see us again, Joy, okay? Because we love your stuff here. You're a fellow Kiwi. So I'd love to support you guys.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, man. It's nice to hear an accent that's close to home.
Yeah, it's choice, bro. No worries. And say hi to Caleb for me
thank
as well.
You. I will.
All right, Georgia, thanks a lot, doll.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Caleb.
And Georgia from Broods.
You're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.